Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear Schoenberg's The Book of the Hanging Gardens in celebration of his birthday, the 13th of September, 1874. He lived until 1951. Schoenberg began his composing by extending the late Romantic styles of Brahms, Liszt, and Wagner to the point at which tonality broke down. He had not yet codified the 12-tone or serial technique in 1908 when he set the Stefan George poems of the Book of the Hanging Gardens. But you'll hear few singable tunes, and the music seems concentrated and abstract. The piano part is usually independent of the voice. You can find the original German poetry and an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. We'll hear two interpretations of this music, the first one without interruption, with Jan de Gaetani mezzo-soprano and Gilbert Kalish piano. So now, Schoenberg's The Book of the Hanging Gardens.
Schiffen fürsten. Dass ich mich an Rast und Schlaf nicht kehre, dass Ich deine Leib berühre, bitte der Vater meine Seele, hör ich nicht, ich seh nicht, mach das Seele, jeden Zeichen zu den Trauer führe, mir der Leib, dass deine Stimme gehöre, nicht, ob mir solche Qual gebühre, Bäder springen mir den Sinn heißen, der ich auch in tausend
in der Bühne.
Stadt der weiße Sand bereit ist, unser warmes Blut zu schlürfen.
Rosen und des Lebens vor alle Welt.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday tribute to Arnold Schoenberg. We've just heard his Book of the Hanging Gardens, performed by Jan de Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish. Before we hear the comparison recording, let me tell you a bit more about the set of songs in which Schoenberg really abandoned traditional tonality. He wrote, "With these songs, I have for the first time succeeded in approaching an ideal of expression and form which has been in my mind for years. I am conscious of having broken through every restriction of a bygone aesthetic." So wrote Schoenberg about this set of songs. Schoenberg is able, with very compressed means, to express the underlying meaning of the text. There is really no story in the cycle, but a mysterious tale of a love affair set against a luxuriant background. After the paradise of a strange land is depicted in the first two poems, the apprentice pursues the path to reach his beloved in the next three. There follow yearnings and fulfillment before disillusionment sets in. Remember, you can follow the words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. So now sit back and enjoy the 15 songs of Schoenberg's Book of the Hanging Gardens, this time sung by Phyllis Brynjulfsson with Ursula Oppen's piano.
Thank you. wechselt ab mit blühenden Wiesen Hallen und bemalten Fließen schlanke Stirbe schnieben größer Teiche die von Fischern schillen Vögel reihen
Als wir hinten dem beblümten Tor endlich nur das eine Hauchen spürten, waren unser Dachte Seligkeiten.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Schoenberg's birthday with a complete performance of his Book of the Hanging Gardens. We just heard Phyllis Brynjulfsson with Ursula Oppens. They're performing a Schoenberg cabaret song right now.
Yes.
Next week on Singing in Other Sins, we'll commemorate the birthday of Shostakovich with his beautiful songs. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.